focus your attention on your breathing. It will be natural that some of you, as you enter deeper states of relaxation, will cough a little. Don't worry, this is normal. But if you get a coughing fit, you might like to do it somewhere else. Yes, sometimes we are very tense inside and we keep everything inside, and when we are asked to relax, then that constant tension which is watching over us and really destroying us, it goes, and then we feel like coughing. We look for a mindful breathing. When you breathe in and know that you are breathing in. The in and outgoing breath is a bridge to the inside. When you breathe out, know that you are breathing out. To the in and outgoing breath. Your mind will do its normal chatter, "Oh my God, why am I doing this?" Just ignore the mind. It will be there when you go back to it. For now, just be with your breathing. Now bring your attention to the heart space. It's a space where you feel space of your emotions and also space where you can visualize, see something with your inner eyes. In your mind eye, see yourself at the banks of the Yamuna. There's a very spiritual atmosphere around you. An atmosphere where you can both be relaxed and at the same time very alert. You feel protected. Perfectly safe. Atmosphere where you can think of the essential things of your life I will read to you a prayer now, which will help you to connect . I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna. But because of my misfortune, I have been inimical towards him from time immemorial. Therefore, I have identified myself with my body and wandered continuously in the cycle of birth and death in the material world. Suffering the burning threefold miseries. Now, as a result of some unimaginable good fortune, I've met Srila Prabhupada and come in contact with his movement. And out of his mercy, he has enabled me to know that I'm Krishna's eternal servant, completely apart from my gross and subtle body. I'm so fortunate now that I serve his lotus feet and following his footsteps I serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Krishna. O Lord, for so long I have forgotten you, but today I'm turning towards you as your serious and sincere servant. Please accept me in your service. Please continue to see the Yamuna . It is time for you to take your sacred bath . Slowly enter the river and offer water to Yamuna Devi with your palms. We will now hear a prayer to Yamuna Devi spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. O River Yamuna, you are the blissful spiritual water that gives love to the son of Nanda Maharaj. You are the same as the water of the spiritual world, for you can vanquish all our offenses and the sinful reactions incurred in this life. You are the creator of all auspicious things. O daughter of the sun god, kindly purify us by your pious activities. Move slowly as you enter the Yamuna now deeper. Take your first dip. As you come up, your identification with the body goes away. You take your second dip. Now your mental concepts leave you. And you take your third dip. Now the ego vanishes. On the opposite bank, you see Shri Radha Shyam Sundar standing beneath a Kadamba desire tree. They are being worshipped by their most confidential associates. Turn in prayer to Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar and try to sing now in a way that you really connect with them. Sing for them. Stay in this meditative space, please. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, time for Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yeah. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Sing just from the platform of the soul. For a moment, there's only one relationship, that is you and your relationship to Krishna. All other relationships fade away for a moment. The body is not important now, and also the mental world, the thoughts, the worries, the inner noise, it's not important. You just want to sing and you will be totally there in your singing. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, please sing again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Hare Hare, Hare
slowly come back to room awareness, emerge from the Yamuna and the Kirtan. I really would like us now to take just a few moments and reflect with our partner, our neighbor, a little bit about the experience. What we look for is really this moment in our kirtan where we could feel a connection. A connection when we disconnected from the world or anything we can share. Please, I know it's sometimes difficult to just move into another mode of activity, but it's good if we reflect a little bit what went on for us and share it. Wow, you really look different. What I can say, I do this myself often. When I'm not in Vrindavan, I really wish to connect with something really spiritual and disconnect from the usual, I call it mental noise. It's sometimes very good noise. And sometimes it's just, you're not good enough, Sachinanda Swami, you don't know English, and why do you do this at all? And you should just lock yourself in the room and write something. The normal mental noise, we want to stop this and then be ready for Krishna. Sometimes it's necessary to learn to be alone with Krishna. And we are always busy with so many things, phone calls, emails, and our many contacts which we have, the different obligations. There's little space left for Krishna. And our life just passes by like a fast-flowing river, and we never actually have lived in the relationship which is known to us as our most important relationship. It's known to us that we are parts of Krishna. So in kirtan, we really learn for some time to be alone with Krishna and then gain strength by that contact which strength which is also good, and it will flow into our many other relationships. This is not, this doesn't mean when we say learn to connect with Krishna to become a hermit. No, no. When you have this time of connectedness and then go into relationships, you will be seen as a real person, a person who has found himself in God or with God. This is very good. So please just turn around to your neighbor for a moment. Just share what went on. Please start now. I know this. much for participating so far. You have been a great audience. I was very surprised when I started to talk. You were really like, wow, somewhere else. And I didn't know, what should I do now? And I talked something because it was clear to me. I couldn't just ask you to turn around. You were just getting back from another planet. Thank you very much for participating. We will have now a British 10 minutes pause. I'm saying it because afterwards is a short but very essential little session. It won't be with an exercise. It will be just closing the retreat. We will give you some little advices how to make best use of the time which you spend here when you go home. And we will have some very important, I don't want to say announcement, they are really gifts to you, which we want to give to you. So now we will have 10 minutes, and after 10 minutes there will be a devotee who makes this the same sound which announces the pause.